Is Black Friday dead? That seems to be the big question. And oddly, nobody's more upset about it than Raven.
Yeah, you know, I used to love doing the Black Friday shopping, both going out on the street. I mean, that was really the most fun. You know, when you do it at home and the email, it's still kind of cool to get organized and all that. But if there's nothing special going on outside, then that means the entire time I'm doing my shopping, my wife is staring at me. We used to go out together on Black Friday, hunt down the deals, the different hours of it opening up, and then we would split off at different times too. It was exciting. We'd eat whatever we wanted to, do whatever.
I used to have fun with it before I was like doing radio, because we would have the Black Friday broadcast.
Yes.
But before that, my cousin Angela and I, it was our thing. Like, we'd have our Thanksgivings, we would go home, it would be late, it would be like 11 o'clock, but we would set our alarms for 3 o'clock in the morning. And at 3:30, we would be on the road getting our coffee and going to the stores. And you want to know what? When we started having to do Black Friday broadcasts, I was sad.
Right.
I missed it. You
right.
know?
Right. And listen, even when we were doing those broadcasts, we used to run off in between breaks and go do a little shopping here, there, whatever. And then after, I would go right home, pick up my wife and go do some shopping then anyways. I'm kind of sad that it is. It seems like it's going. But I'm holding out hope that some places are going to be like, you know what? No, we're going to do it anyways. We're going to do it big. We've been up for 3 days. You know, the sales are huge.
I've been like looking online and it seems like all these stores, like my favorite go-to places, a lot of them have the Black Friday going on now.
Right. All
so,
month.
Yeah. So it's like it's already out. There's already deals to be had. There's no more rush of waiting till next Friday. All that seems to be. I haven't found one store yet that's like starting at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. Come in and the first 100 people are going to get a toaster. I haven't seen a single thing. And I've been scouring the Internet looking.
I'm wondering if they're going to drop these flyers like last minute. Right. That day. They're not going to make a big deal out of it until the run up of it, because they don't want to seem like they're greedy or whatever, but I still feel like there's better deals to be had. If something is going on all month, that's not really a big deal.
I mean, Raymond, even Walmart is doing the Black Friday deals are on now. And if Walmart has thrown in the towel, I think everybody's thrown in the towel.
Again, it makes me sad inside. I'll be ready to be awake at midnight with coffee and a white knuckle approach as I drive from location to location. I'll be ready.
By yourself? With nobody else, just standing outside of a Kohl's waiting for it to open.
Where's my $6 waffle maker?
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. First, scary. Jay Leno. This was trending all over the place yesterday.
A major scare for Jay Leno after flames shot out of one of his classic cars, sending him to the hospital. Word is the former late night star suffered serious injuries to his face and that he's in a burn unit.
Yeah, it's really scary. There's more on this, Raven. Ready?
It happened at the garage in Burbank, where he stores 180 cars for his show, Jay Leno's Garage. He reportedly suffered burns to the left side of his face. Fortunately, the flames did not penetrate his eyes or his ears, but they were serious enough for him to be admitted.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. I hear he may need some skin grafts on his face there. So, I mean, you're getting mixed reports. Good thing he had a friend that was there that was able to help him put out the flames right away.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary. He loves his cars. He loves to work on that stuff, and sometimes it can be dangerous.
Yeah, he tweeted out, or he wrote somewhere on social media or whatever, wrote that he just needs a couple weeks to recover and he'll be 100% fine. So it's always nice when they come out and they say, like, nah, I'm good. Like, you know, because all the reports make it sound so terrifying.
Sure.
Also.
Sure.
Yeah. Also trending, Pete Davidson. It's a different song, but it's the same dance.
Okay.
Ready for it, Raven?
Go.
He's dating somebody new. Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, and the model.
Yes. If you're not familiar with her, she's a supermodel, she's an actress, and she is drop-dead gorgeous, and it's making everybody be like, really? Another one, Pete?
Well,
seriously?
I mean, she's kind of dated a few people herself, too. It's not like, you know, she's new to the scene. She's dated some big stars before, too. Mm-hmm. So I thought she was just with, like, Julian Edelman or somebody. I don't know. Who knows?
I've been watching Twitter and I've been reading all the comments, and it's funny how everybody just erupts. And there's two trains of thought on what you do when Pete Davidson is dating somebody so famous and beautiful again. You know, obviously he's dated in the past Ariana Grande, he was engaged to her, and most recently Kim Kardashian. But there's the people that are like, I don't get it. And then there's every woman that's like, we told you. just be funny and loving, and that's all you have to do, which is somewhat true, I think, because everybody says the nice thing about him, that he's caring, that he's kind, you know, that he's funny. They make them laugh.
I mean, there's some other things to it, too, right now. I mean, he's got the energy, too. So, I mean, everybody is around him at this point. He's kind of the hot buzz item. You'd be curious about him if you met the guy.
Lyft tweeted, call her a Lyft or Pete Davidson will.
Okay.
I like when the company.
They all try to chime in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's our moment. Let's say something clever.
But the most surprising one that made me giggle was from Dionne Warwick, where she said, I will be dating Pete Davidson next.
I love it.
Oh, really, Dionne? I didn't see that coming from you. All right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Take a big breath. In and out. All right, this is like group therapy here. Get things off your chest. What is driving you crazy? It's your chance to vent. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Lillian.
People putting up Christmas lights and Christmas trees before Thanksgiving.
Oh, girl, I am just waiting for another day where it's going to be like warm temperatures and they are going right up. I put up the Christmas lights last year and it was like 65, 70 degrees. Best thought ever. And of course, I didn't take them down till Memorial Day. I mean, I told my wife I'll just leave them up year round. But I am hoping for one more nice day.
I'm with you. I like to go in order and all that stuff should be gone until after Thanksgiving Day. But you know what? It seems like we're in the minority because everybody already is putting up their Christmas decorations.
Here's the thing. I can enjoy the lights, buy the Christmas tree while respecting the bird by eating it. That's how I respect the bird. I eat him.
Lizzie, that's all I need to know about you.
Hi, I feel like if you post a picture or a selfie of yourself crying, then that's all I need to know about you.
Why do people do this? Mm. It makes me crazy. Oh my gosh. Like, I wonder what is going through your head when you thought this was a good idea to post a picture of yourself crying for sympathy online.
Well, it works though. That's the thing is everybody wants to be that internet savior or that internet heroes. That's like, oh yes, I took somebody's feelings, you know, seriously today, even though you're a terrible person in real life. Online, you could appear to be a saint.
Yeah, but those are only the people who are commenting.
No,
everybody else is like, oh my God, that's so pathetic.
But some people, that's what they want. They want that attention. They don't care where it comes from.
Oh, it's so strange. I am with you.
Yep. Pretty pathetic.
It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Okay. If your kid's birthday party needs to be like Instagram perfect, that's all I need to know about you. I'm just like so sick of these moms that post these like perfect pictures on Instagram with everything matching and unicorns and it all looks very special. And like, meanwhile, I was at the party and it was a disaster and the kids had a terrible time. Mm-hmm. And all these moms care about is that it looks perfect for Instagram.
I've seen a lot of those influencer moms that post like the birthday parties that I look at them and I'm like, wow, like they are perfect. Like it's like the owl theme. I've seen a lot of those. And I always wondered what is up with the owl theme. Like what 6-year old is like, I want to have an owl themed birthday party. I had Dakota's birthday party over the weekend. It was at like one of those bounce places. Mm-hmm. And it was Baby Shark Minnie Mouse Princess birthday party.
I mean, no yeah. Dinosaurs?
No.
Feels like you missed out there. Get that combination going for everybody.
Last year was dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
All these parties, when you look at parents posting the pictures, are so perfect. Like, they have the sleepovers, and all the kids have matching tents. And I'm like, what? Like, what? What is that, right? There's just some bills that you don't like paying more than others, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes to hand their money to somebody else. But, you know, like Tupac, he liked to put money in the mailbox when the rent was due.
Right.
Same here. I don't mind it.
This has been trending all over the news this week about Nick Cannon. It made me giggle.
Mm.
You may have read that Nick Cannon pays $3 million in child support annually. Well, Mariah Carey's ex is denying that while confirming he actually pays more than $3 million annually in child support to his 6 baby mamas of his soon-to-be 12 children.
Every time there's an announcement that Nick Cannon is pregnant with somebody, there's an announcement 5 days later that Nick Cannon is pregnant with somebody else.
It's amazing.
It's terrible, kind of.
It just makes me wonder, like, When you get with Nick Cannon, what do you think is going to happen?
Retirement. Like, that's exactly what you think is going to happen. You think that this is the best, if you're going to be in a relationship, if let me rephrase, if you're not going to be in a relationship, but you want a child with somebody that has some sort of lineage of success, it's a great retirement plan. Mm-hmm. It's a great plan.
I wonder, though, if Nick Cannon actually hates paying that bill or he's just like, I mean, he hustles. You know, he hustles. He does every show, every radio show, everything that is possibly handed to him. He takes it.
Yeah. You know what he doesn't take?
What?
His kids out for Father's Day.
Oh, you don't know that.
I mean, there's 12 of them. So maybe there's 12 of them.
Maybe they rent a room somewhere. You don't know what they do.
Everybody together?
Yeah. A cottage.
I don't know if he hates paying his child support payments. I would actually think that he probably doesn't. But there are some bills that you get that are like astounding and they take you back. I would say a $3 million a year bill or more, like he said, probably would step you back a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love any of my bills. You know what I hate paying? I hate paying the trash bill. Shows up like every 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's $100+ for the trash. And every time somebody hears that I pay it, they're like, oh, that's supposed to be included with your taxes. Well, in my town, I have to pay for it.
Some towns you do, right? When you first told me that, I was like, what? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I would move. But then I guess I really wouldn't move.
No, you don't really have that choice. It's kind of one of those things you figure out once you get there.
Producer John, worst bill you have to pay.
See, the bill that I hate paying, it wouldn't, you know, shut my lights off. It wouldn't get me evicted or anything. It would make me a social outcast. I have to pay for laundry, and it makes me insane. I hate it. And listen, apartment living is great because you have so many things. My heat is taken care of. But it costs like $7. To do a full load of laundry, two loads. Ugh. And then, yeah, exactly.
Do you need quarters? Or do they at least have like cards now?
They do have the card. They do have the card, and you can refill the card in the machine. But I got to go to the seventh floor to refill the card. And I live on the fourth floor, which is an extra little insult. And it's
Why wouldn't they put the card refiller thing right next to the machines?
I mean, how expensive are these things? Like, could it not be in every single room?
Yeah,
it's great. Listen, you know what? We're living the same life 20 years later here as a divorced guy. I used to have to carry rolls of quarters. It was terrible.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
producer Sean, worst bill you have to pay?
The electric bill. I am constantly following around my girlfriend and her son, turning off every single light.
Oh, hi, Grandpa.
And it just drives me insane. And it's like I feel like on a daily basis I'm like, you know, the electricity isn't free around here.
I love that chestnut when the air conditioning's on and it's summertime and you're just like, what, do we live in a barn?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
One time we did a bit on the air where I had to download an app where you take a picture of a plant and identifies the plant and why it's dying and what you have to do. And I specifically told producer Sean, don't let me forget I have to cancel this app before the end of the day. Otherwise, the subscription is over.
Still paying it.
I'm still paying for that plant app. And every month when it shows up, I'm like,
missed it again.
And now it's too late. I have to pay it for a full year. A full year I have this plant app. Can you imagine? Thanks, Sean.
Better get some use out of it.
Yeah. Nick Cannon says he pays more than $3 million a year in child support, which seems fine since he has 12 kids with six different women.
Hey, you want to play, you got to pay.
You think he pays Mariah Carey? No, right?
I think he probably still does. They're still his children.
I mean, she's got to be worth more than him.
That doesn't matter. They're still his kids.
I know. There's some bills, though. When you get those bills, you're like, I hate paying this bill the most. Mm. Which one is that? 1-800-330-9999. Mona.
I hate paying my care credit bill because I discovered you could get like Botox and use your care credit card.
Wait, what? What's your care credit card? What is that? What are you talking about?
Care credit started out for people who didn't have health insurance. And so you can use it for like a root canal or you can use it for braces or anything like that. But recently they have changed it so that you can use it for things like Botox and little procedures like that.
What? Say what?
Yes.
I don't care. Do you get tax benefits from it?
Probably not.
Oh, yeah. Look, cosmetic surgery finance. Interesting.
Right?
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay.
Alan, what bill do you hate paying the most?
Paying my property taxes. It's this huge, massive bill that comes right at the end of the year, right when I'm about to buy all my Christmas presents, and I've got nothing left to buy anything for my family.
It's the worst.
It is the worst, and it always seems to come right at the moment when you feel like you're paid up.
I live in a state that has car tax, and like so the property taxes aren't so bad because it's included in our mortgage. Like it goes every month, whatever. But the car tax one always sneaks up on you the same way. It just shows up one day and you're like, what? What is this? You know,
the water bill shows up the same week. Terrible timing.
Terry, what's the bill you hate the most?
I hate paying Wi-Fi every month. It's like $55 for what? Just for Wi-Fi. I feel like it shouldn't be that high. And I cut the cable, but I still pay Wi-Fi. I just think it's overpriced.
It's free if you're out downtown in your neighborhood, but if you want it in your house, it's costing me $196 a month now at this point.
It's too much crazy. Money. It's
my neighbor pulled out and asked me how I like it, and he got me so riled up, I didn't feel like walking my dogs after it. I was like mad standing in the street with my dogs, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, how's yours? He's like, oh, it sucks also.
Yeah.
You know, he's making the switch to the other company right now. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that. I've been seeing him over there all the time. I was like, how is it? He's like, oh, terrible. He's like, they never show up on the days they're supposed to. Then they come in the wrong hours. He's like, it still ain't working.
Mike, what's the bill you hate paying the most?
Oh, my car payment, hands down.
Is it like a big car payment, or are you just like at that time when you fall out of love with your car?
No, I love my car. It's just I think I made the rookie mistake of taking a lease out. So, you know, my payments could be kind of high.
Yeah. And you definitely are going to be over your mileage. Everybody's always yeah. over their mileage. Anna had to live through it.
I live through it all the time. Actually, I have swung it in a way where now when I'm over the mileage, it's the reason for me to get a new car earlier. Because I explained to my husband.
Oh, I see.
That if I wait 5 more months to turn this car in to get a new car, I'm going to be so far over the
it's
mileage.
It's going to cost you more money.
So we should go try to get a new car now. Yeah. It's worked more. It worked great before the pandemic. Mm. And then when they ran out of cars, then it became a problem. Now I had to buy out my car. And now I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life. So,
right.
Yeah.
Car payment's not fun. You know, my payment is relatively low, but, you know, I fall out of love with the car. You're screwed either way.
I mean, you're never going to win.
Yeah, you're never going to win.
You get this argument all the time. Buy or lease or whatever. That payment still stinks every single month. And then the one time when you're finished with the payment, something will go wrong with that car without fail the following month. Without fail. Tom Brady and Giselle are divorced. It's been like five hot minutes, I think, since they got divorced.
Seriously, it's been like 10 seconds.
Yeah, 1 month. Like, for real, technically 1 month since they finalized their divorce.
Mm.
And now there's pictures of Giselle with her new guy that she's supposedly dating. It's her family's jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valenti, and he's just as hot as you think he's going to be.
I mean, he's been like their jiu-jitsu person, I guess, for like a year, year and a half, too. This is where it gets weird. She did a photo shoot with this guy a year ago on jiu-jitsu. So wait a minute. You guys were like tussling and wrestling and tossing each other all around these areas here.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady just thought everything was cool.
He wrote underneath like a post when she posted a picture of them doing jiu-jitsu together. Oh, no, I guess I have to start doing the dishes now. Who's laughing now, Tom Brady?
Right. But, you know, he'll have his revenge tour, too, and that'll happen. But I mean, the fact that it's so quick is surprising. I heard there's a denial out there. But, you know, of course, what are they going to say?
Well, they say that he just travels with them. I go, right, because we always take our jiu-jitsu instructor with us on vacation all the time.
Our ninja with us everywhere we go. And they're vacationing where her and Tom, they used to vacation all the time as a family.
Yeah, well, you
but
know.
It's awkward,
gotta
man.
Got to move on sometimes.
What?
But everyone's been talking about, like, all right, well, Giselle has moved on already. Who should Tom Brady move on to? And I'm like, he's got a lot to live. I mean, he's a jiu-jitsu instructor. Like, that's a lot. Like, he's handsome and he could beat him up.
Yeah, Tom Brady's the greatest football player that's ever lived. So, I mean, he's got his things, too. It's going to be fine.
All right, let's start. John, producer John.
Yeah.
Who do you think Tom Brady should date that's going to be better than the hot jiu-jitsu instructor from the last year?
Well, people forget that Giselle out-earned Tom Brady. She was the real breadwinner in that family. He needs a woman who's an earner, someone who can, you know, take care of him, ultimately. So it's got to be Oprah.
I was going to say Rihanna's already taken.
Rihanna is already taken. But listen, you're not going to get hotter than Giselle. Don't go in that direction.
Correct.
Look for an earner.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that idea. I think it's great.
I like that. Yeah.
Sean, who should Tom Brady date?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, good.
Yes. Pete Davidson.
Beat Giselle to the punch.
He's going through Hollywood, dating all the hottest people in Hollywood. Go for Tom Brady, Pete. What are you waiting for, man?
Also smart.
Idea.
Not bad. I mean, you want to make some waves. That'll make some waves.
Foolish me. I went for people that actually I thought that you know, he might have some sort of connection emotionally with or whatever. I'm going to go with Kate plus 8 because you know he's going to be the absentee dad. All right? He's going to be the absentee dad. They're already used to that with John Gosselin. And and he can, you know, breed all of these kids. He can, like, build them to be his own football team after the NFL finally kicks him out, which, by the way, isn't going to be for at least, like, 10 years.
Not for nothing, but Tom Brady's new hair kind of looks like Kate the Karen.
I'm telling you, like, I don't know what's going on. His de-aging process has always been impressive to me, but now it's starting to annoy me because the haircuts are getting worse.
Oh, my gosh. How much are you just going to give Tom Brady props for this entire time? You're obsessed.
I love the guy.
He should date you.
Yeah. I love the guy.
There you go.
I was thinking that he's got to go with, I feel like the new thing for guys to get back at their exes is to go for hot lawyers. That, like, right? And the whole Johnny Depp thing was the lawyer, everything.
That's true.
He's got to find a hot lawyer, smart lady that does stuff for charity and, like, is an activist.
She-Hulk.
No, he has to steal Amal Clooney from George Clooney. Oof. I mean,
working this theory for a while.
I mean, because Amal is like the prized possession because she's quiet, she's classy, she's smart, she's rich. She's everything I want to be. Maybe I want to marry Amal Clooney too.
You bring her up all the time.
Because she's like perfect. She's perfect. She does so much and she has twins.
Real question though, who is better looking, George Clooney or Tom Brady?
George Clooney, clearly.
I mean, Tom Brady with that haircut looks like George Clooney's, like, kid. What is happening with that hair?
Everybody knew you were going to say Tom Brady.
I'm just saying.
No, George Clooney's hotter. Ready to hear something absolutely ridiculous? Well, maybe you won't think it's dumb. Maybe you'll think this is perfect for you. So today is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. It's supposed to be in preparation for Thanksgiving next week. You get all the stuff out. But the twist on it this year is that because the cost of everything is so high with inflation and food is so expensive, that they're saying you clean out your fridge. But what you do is look inside the fridge in your pantry and repurpose what you have for your Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I despise food waste, so I like the idea of that. I mean, if you're going to toss something out, look at it. Is it actually good? What can we make with this? Let's eat something with this. Right.
So we decided we were all going to go through our fridge last night, and let's see what's in there that we could actually repurpose for Thanksgiving.
No.
We'll start with my fridge.
This isn't going to be pretty because I have not gone grocery shopping. Okay, let's see. Okay, good news. Good news. I have half a container of half rotten strawberries. Oh, here's some hummus. Maybe I can serve hummus instead of turkey.
Ugh.
Yeah, people love hummus. This is some fresh mozzarella balls. Oh, it's still good. It doesn't expire until Thursday. And, oh, there's more hummus in the back of this fridge.
Oh.
That's probably not good.
Do people like hummus as much as they think they do?
That's a lot of hummus.
You know what? My wife has a lot of hummus in the fridge, too, and it's all, you know, good intentions. You're intending to eat healthy, but, you know.
I go to Costco. I buy, like, a 17-gallon thing of hummus every time.
Yeah.
I don't eat it. I think I just do it for, like, just for appearances.
You do it to say to yourself, you're going to eat healthy this week.
So far in my fridge, if people came over for Thanksgiving at my house, all they could eat is hummus.
Yeah. Would anybody like any hummus? No. Don't you have any chips or something?
No.
And mozzarella balls.
What else is
balls.
In there?
And mozzarella balls that expire before Thanksgiving. Let's see what else.
A package of Greek salad, best if used by, this past Saturday. I'll put that back. But I have tons of packets. I have low-sodium soy sauce. I have Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce.
That's gross.
HelloFresh maple syrup leftover packet. Mm-hmm. I've got Wendy's barbecue sauce, some butter packets, and honey mustard from, our favorite chicken nugget place, Garden Catering.
If my Thanksgiving is just packets, we're good.
I mean, why hold on to all the packets? Once you've eaten that meal, you're going to get more packets the next time you order from these places.
It feels like a waste when I get home and then you have the packets, right?
All right.
All right, producer Sean, you went through your fridge. I can't wait to hear how it compares to mine.
All right, so in my fridge, let me start out up here up top. I got some Kool-Aid jammers. Mayonnaise, biscuits. I have mini cinnamon sticks from Pillsbury I can make.
You could do that for an appetizer, the cinnamon sticks, right?
I'm killing it already.
I know. You're not doing so bad. You already beat whatever I have in my fridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Second shelf here, we got some milk, creamer, orange juice, water, of course, apple cider, eggnog.
What? What are you doing with eggnog in your fridge? You don't get that till after Thanksgiving. Everybody knows that.
Mm-mm. Second eggnog comes out, I'm buying it.
Really?
I love eggnog.
Wait a minute. So do you stick with the eggnog like year round? Will you drink it as long as you can?
Yeah, but particularly around this time of year, I think it's best.
Who loves eggnog? Like, who's like, I love eggnog, I can't wait.
Eggnog, a little bit of Hennessy, mwah, delicious.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And strawberry kiwi juice. Oh, I also have some Lunchables up here.
You have a lot of kid stuff in your fridge.
Yeah.
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 Lunchables, the extra cheesy pizza, mozzarella pepperoni pizza. Got some snack packs. They're the vanilla chocolate mixture. Go-Gurts, if you're into Go-Gurts.
If you have a kid's birthday party, you're good to go. I'm not sure about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're going
to
be fine.
Today is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. It's supposed to be in preparation for Thanksgiving, but it's been trending that the new twist on it is because of inflation. You're supposed to go through your fridge today and see what you can repurpose to serve to guests next week for Thanksgiving.
Hey, I love the idea of getting out there and cleaning things up and then being, you know, resourceful. Let's make sure that we put this stuff to good use here, you know?
We went through my fridge a little bit earlier. It was not promising. I don't think anybody would want to come to my house for Thanksgiving. All right, let's go through producer John and Raven's fridge. Raven, you're up first.
Yeah. So I've got string cheese, con queso.
Con queso or con queso?
Queso? I don't
queso.
Know.
Queso. No, yeah, it's definitely queso.
Thank you very much. Is that what I said?
Some Ritz crackers, some tortilla chips for the appetizer.
You're actually, so far, in the best shape because you have real things to serve people when they arrive.
Well, I mean, I went to the fridge and the pantry. They're right next to each other, so I was just kind of working both of them.
So you cheated.
Right. You're supposed to go in their fridge.
So you cheated.
Well, National Clean Out Your Fridge Day, not your pantry day.
I mean, I have expired foods in both areas. Okay. So my wife had not gone grocery shopping. There was actually shockingly little in my refrigerator.
Then we're going to do a little jailhouse trick. We're going to take some croutons, crumple those up with more tortilla chips, put some breadcrumbs on there, drizzle it in olive oil, salt and pepper with a glaze of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey Whiskey.
What is that? Nobody wants that appetizer.
And what jail were you doing all of that in?
Right.
Listen, any jail, you get resourceful with the way that you cook things and the materials that you're cooking with.
Crouton
all right?
So glaze.
You take the ramen, you mash them up, and you can roll them into a roll. And it's almost like a roast, but it's all ramen.
Oh, it's just like a roast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, just like that.
Dessert is really where I shine. That's what I'm known for. So I've got half a carton of freezer burnt black raspberry ice cream. A box of tagalongs from the Girl Scouts with about 5 missing, a box of sugar cones. I've got caramel and chocolate syrup. So, boom.
Oddly enough, your dessert is probably the best option out of all the things that you listed.
The sugar cones are expired, but nobody cares.
No, you can't even tell. No. Like, it's fine. They're a little stale.
It's the same.
One time, we had the people that make the sugar cones on the air, and they said you could eat the paper. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. You could eat the paper on those sugar cones. It, like, you know how sometimes it sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that.
Right. Everyone does it by accident, but now you know that you're not going
to
die.
I love that they thought that people are so dumb that they had to make sure that the paper was digestible as well.
All right. Producer John's refrigerator.
It's the fridge of a 35-year-old divorced single dad. So let's see. We've got, some old pizza. Yeah, it's only been about a week. This is probably good. It can reheat a little bit of that.
Oh, no.
A week old?
How long will you keep pizza in that fridge?
I mean, it's a fridge. It's fine. Like, you know, there's no, you know.
Eternity.
You
know, like, forever.
What a silly question, Raven.
I'm going to throw it out?
Right.
The spinach in the back here from when I thought I was going to start making smoothies again is only slightly wilted.
Oh, man. We all fall for that mistake, though. I had a giant bag of frozen mixed fruit in my freezer for 5 years because I was going to start making smoothies. Never once. I'm not sure you're serving that spinach, though, at your Thanksgiving dinner.
We got bread, a little whole wheat bread. Make some toast. We'll be like Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Can do that. Cheese sticks. I got a lot of cheese sticks. They're really good. And chicken nuggets, main course, poultry.
Good.
Poultry.
Yeah. So do you want to go to John's house and have chicken nuggets for Thanksgiving? Or do you want to go to Raven's house with his, what did you call it? The jailhouse milk mix?
Yeah, the prison roll.
Right.
But, I mean, it's glazed with Tennessee honey whiskey.
Yeah.
Right, but I have an air fryer and chicken nuggets.
So. I mean, I have all these things. I just didn't look at the meat because I didn't actually want to prepare it.
Oh, all right, good. When is it too soon to meet the parents? What happened, producer John?
All right, so I was playing at an event last Friday. It was, I was playing guitar. It was an Aretha Franklin tribute night, right? So older crowd that's coming out to this thing. It was pretty well attended. That's happening. I also, a couple weeks before that, started seeing somebody new who is mutual friends with a lot of the people in this group that I was playing with.
Sidebar.
Yes.
Producer John has already introduced us to two women over the last couple months, and they both look exactly the same. Clearly, he has a type.
Wow. Look at you.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, you just put that right out.
I really do.
All right. I'm just saying there's a lot of
you. Enjoy that hole later on. Have fun with that.
Though, this is so great. I can't wait for the text messages now. Anyway, as I was saying, so new girl I'm dating texts me and says, hey, are you playing at this Aretha Franklin tribute thing? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit in for a song or two. She goes, okay, my mom just asked me if I wanted to go to this. She like bought me a ticket. I was like, huh.
Wait a minute.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hold on. I hear the skepticism in your voice already. What?
I just, you know, I mean, my mom just bought me a ticket. My mom was already going. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
Okay. Sounds like girl talk was going on. It's like, oh my God, we should go see him.
Okay. I go to the show. We bump into each other and I'm like, hey, how are you? And she's like, hi, this is my mom. And I'm like, huh. Okay. How am I going to play this? Got to play it cool. Right. Talk a little bit, chat, very nice, very personable woman, talk for a little bit, and then after a little while, I excuse myself and I go backstage. Mostly, I will admit, just because I was trying to extricate myself from that situation before anything got awkward.
See, I mean, you've only been seeing her a couple of weeks, and now you got to meet the mom.
Yeah.
That is an awkward situation to be in, but what were you supposed to do, run away? It's not like she said, come over to meet my mother. She said, like, hey, we happen to be going to the event that you're working. I think it's okay.
That's what I'm saying. It was a weird situation. Not weird bad.
Best
just,
for you would have been that, you know, had you not already performed, right? So then you would have been like, sorry, I got to go do Chain of Fools and walked away almost immediately. You could have done a touch and go.
Well, you know, the problem is I only played on one or two songs. Like I play Baby, I Love You. I step off stage. And then, you know, now it's a couple hours into the show. Now people have had some drinks. Now I've had some drinks. Now she's had some drinks.
Uh-huh.
Now her mom has had some drinks.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, you start dating somebody new and you're like, I don't know, should I walk over? Are we trying to have a drink together? Are we trying to talk? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Hold hands a little bit. Can't do those things, though, because mom's right there.
So what happens?
Might have did some of those things. Might have, you know.
You kissed the new girlfriend from her mom and an Aretha Franklin?
Not in front of. Not in front of.
I mean, to the side?
I want to make it very clear.
Did you see it?
No, I don't think so. But I honestly don't know.
I think you did it wrong. I think you, okay. Meeting the mom because there was a chance thing is fine. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Right, she's standing next to her. So, this is not my mother? Of course she has to say, this is my mother. I don't fault her for that.
Right.
But after that, I mean, she didn't... Did she know that you are romantically involved with her daughter, or did she introduce you as a friend?
I was introduced as a friend. I was introduced as a friend.
But then later on, you're like...
And then you kissed her in front of... I mean,
not in
weird.
Front of.
Yeah.
In front of is a very strong word.
8 feet adjacent. Right. At the bar. After three tequila shots later on.
In a dark corner.
I'd be more curious. Is mom actually an actual Aretha Franklin fan? Or were they talking about like, oh, well, I met a boy. Oh, really? Well, let's go see him right now, said her resourceful mother.
Does she look like her daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she look like an Aretha Franklin fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know.
Yes, I will say that.
The whole thing is very weird. I think you cannot kiss a girl that you just started dating in front of her mom. I'm going to go on.
That's it. Now you'll be talking about babies and marriage.
Again with the phrase in front of.
Yep. Uh-oh. More problems for Twitter. So Elon Musk rolled out that $8 a month to keep your verified checkmark. And you could pay to have the verified checkmark, which means you're legit.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what he didn't foresee happening was people... paying the $8 and then making parody accounts of real companies and start tweeting out crazy things. And that's resulting in lawsuits.
I've heard that that's been a big thing. But don't they have to list like parody next to it or else they get banned like instantly or whatever?
Right. But the damage is already done. Like there was a pharmaceutical company that like a parody account stole it, paid the $8 for the verified checkmark and wrote that it was giving out free insulin.
I mean, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. No, that's not real. Yeah. So that's why they're very upset and this is becoming a thing and why everything is being suspended.
But can they just leave Twitter at that point?
Oh, well, here's what we're going to do, Raven.
Okay.
We're going to play, is this a real tweet that a legit company sent?
Okay.
Or is this an actual parody account that tweeted this over the last 72 hours and now why everything is, you know, in a big trouble?
I love games. Let's go.
Okay. BP, that's British Petroleum, that company.
Sure.
They tweeted, just because we killed the planet doesn't mean we can't miss it.
I'm going to say that was a fake tweet.
That was a fake tweet.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. How smart I am.
Yeah, BP was very excited about that. You can imagine. How about Denny's tweeting, if you close your eyes while holding a warm pancake, it's almost like holding a human hand.
I'm going to say that that is fake.
That is a real tweet that,
nice.
That Denny sent out.
I'm happy to be wrong on that one. All right, Denny's.
All right.
Trying to just keep people positive. It's like a kumbaya with a pancake.
Yes. Let's see. Nintendo, the video game company, just tweeted a photo of Mario giving the middle finger.
Oh, that seems like a bad call. They wouldn't do that.
No, you are right. They did not do that. But the parody account did. Can you imagine? All right. How about this one? Pepsi tweeted, Coke is better.
No. Thinking that that is also not actually done by them.
Nope, but the parody account tweeted that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how mad you are if you are Pepsi and all you tweeted is Coke is better from your verified account?
I mean, I got to be honest. It sounds like something Wendy's would say because they're always those ones that are they're into the burns, right? They give people the burn.
How about this? Nestle tweeted, we steal your water and then sell it back to you.
I mean, they do that. I've heard that rumor myself there. But, probably not something they would want to share with their people.
That is what a parody account actually tweeted from a certified Nestle account.
Wow.
How about moon pie? You know moon pies, right?
Yeah, I think I remember those, right? The chocolate covered,
the
marshmallow.
The chocolate with the cream in the middle.
All right,
If you want to throw a moon pie in my face, I say, go for it, buddy. That's where I was going to put it anyway.
Who said this?
Moon Pie.
Oh, Moon Pie said it? I think Moon Pie probably said that.
They did say it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, how about one more?
All right.
McDonald's tweeted, proud to announce that all McDonald's locations will now be serving Beyond Meat. Our meat is far beyond its expiration date.
But it all seemed believable until those last few words there. I'm going to say that they said that and shouldn't have said that because it's bad diction.
That was a parody account that tweeted that from an official verified McDonald's account.
See that? I was doing so good until then.
Can you see why there's a bunch of lawsuits right now? Can you see why everything is on hold at Twitter?
I still love Elon. I love that guy.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. Then it's up for you to decide who's right. Bryn and Carson. Bryn, what's going on?
Hey, okay, so Carson and I haven't been together that long. It's only been like 3 weeks, but still. We went to an event together, and he took like 1 million pictures and posted like another 1,000 on Instagram. And I was not in one of them, and I know I was standing there, and he even, like, cropped me out of a bunch of them.
Oh.
And I just feel like, why can't he include me if he's going to post, like, so many pictures? And if I was, like, okay enough to bring to the event, you know, I just don't understand why he cropped me out and wouldn't put one picture with me.
Mm. Okay. Carson, you don't have a secret family, do you?
No, it's not that I have a secret family. I mean, she literally just said, you know, we've only been dating for about 3 weeks. So, you know, I'm of the perspective, like, I don't want a million questions from my family. You know, they're the interrogators here. They're the ones asking me, oh, where did you guys meet? When are you guys getting married? Yada, yada. And so this is just like an act of self-preservation.
Hmm. Photos, posts, stuff like that, it does bring a whole lot of questions, and that makes things kind of weird when they're just early on in the relationship. You're just hanging out, having a good time. On the other hand, if one of you is already getting self-conscious from this type of stuff, what's that going to be?
I just think that, like I said, if he could bring me to the event, he could post pictures with us together, and I know there's something to being like, quote-unquote, Instagram official or whatever, and we've only been together a few weeks, but still, if I'm special enough to be with him at the event, I should be special enough, even if it's early in the relationship, for him to post pictures with us.
I mean, Carson, it is kind of rude that you cropped her out of pictures, right? I that's like next level stuff. Why post anything at all if you're going to crop out the person you went to the event with?
It was never my intention for her to get jealous or upset that, you know, I'm like posting stuff for me and my friends and my family. She's just not fully a part of it yet.
I'll just say this, is you shouldn't have to worry about jealousy and upsetness after 3 weeks. That's just me. But okay.
I'm not really jealous. I'm not jealous. It's just disrespectful and rude. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm jealous. It's just, that's just very rude and disrespectful. And I don't think I should have to worry this early in for someone being rude and disrespectful.
Let's ask people what they think.
Right. Maybe they agree with you, Bryn, that it is disrespectful that he did that. He, like, cropped you out, didn't post pictures of you. It's... what's wrong with saying, like, she's a friend? We're talking, whatever. But maybe they may see Carson's side, too, where it opens up a can of worms, where if you've only been dating a few weeks, why bother posting that when you're going to have to start answering a lot of questions from family members and friends?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's always interesting when you start dating somebody new. When do you make it social media official, right?
Yeah.
Well, Brent and Carson have been dating 3 weeks. They went to like a restaurant grand opening and there was a lot of pictures taken. And Brent was upset because Carson posted photos just not of her. It actually crapped her out of the photos. And she says it was really rude for him to do that.
Well, he says, listen, I don't want to answer questions from my family and friends after just 3 weeks going, who's this? They're all over your photos. Are you going to get married? Are you going to have kids? That kind of thing. And you know what? Some of us, we've got families like that. So that sounds understandable to me. Does it hurt to get cropped out of somebody's photos? Does it seem weird? Sure, that's also weird, too.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer?
I am on Carson's side because I think after 3 weeks, if she's already taking him to couples court, that's a red flag. It's a picture, it's social media. Like, in the whole grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. It's 3 weeks.
You know, sometimes, Jennifer, we learn together. I'm hearing in this phone call some of the things that I should have picked up on in a relationship I had years ago. What was wrong with me?
Well, when you're blinded by love and something new and exciting, right? That's what you think about, those feelings.
Get out of there. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Carson and Brent have been dating 3 weeks, but earlier this week, they went to a restaurant grand opening and there was a lot of photos taken, and Brent is very upset that Carson posted photos from the event but cropped her out and made no mention of her whatsoever.
Yeah, well, Carson's got an explanation. He says, listen, if I put these photos up, my friends, my family, coworkers, everybody's going to be in our business. Like, it's too new. Why jinx this type of thing? And I kind of understand it. 3 weeks, Anna. What's that? Like, I don't know. 4 dates, maybe on the high side, and 12 conversations?
Yeah, but he cropped her out. That's the thing. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. John, whose side are you on?
I'm on Carson's side. He better be very, very careful if he's listening to her special, if I'm special enough. It's been 3 weeks. My advice to him is run.
Ah, I just said this to Hannah.
Nancy, whose side are you on?
I am on her side. It's not jealousy, she's saying. It's like a red flag that how could he have a hard time talking to his family and what's he so scared of from them? Just big deal. This is my girlfriend. I brought her, and that's it. I would feel the same way. Like, why? What's wrong? Why can't you put me on this? It's kind of a red flag. Like, what's wrong with him?
Anna, 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Do you consider yourself somebody's girlfriend in 3 weeks?
No, but I do think it's really strange to be cropped out and purposely left out of photos.
Cropped out does seem weird. Go with some of the photos where she wasn't standing there. Right. No, that does seem strange.
The whole thing
strange.
Seems, it does seem awkward.
You just took everything I was going to say.
All right, go ahead.
Well, that's
whose
it.
Side are you on?
Next caller then. Sorry.
It's totally rude. Cropping out the woman in the picture. He should be taking pictures of himself and putting those up. They've only been together a couple weeks. Kind of says like, I think the relationship should end now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, just to me, it's like if you're so like you're so protective of your social media image, right? Don't post pictures at all. Don't post them at all of the event.
Listen, 3 weeks in.
Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Both Carson and Bryn both have some things going up here that I'd be like, wait a minute. So to be fair.
Absolutely. Holy cow.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Carson, our audience agreed with you. If you just don't want to open up that can of worms yet, you don't have to. You might as well just wait a little bit until you've been dating longer. And Bryn, I know it sounds terrible. I would be hurt too, honestly. But going on social media is a big thing now, and he's not ready to do it.
He should just be able to tell his family or his friends or whatever. We're new. We're dating. It's a few weeks. It shouldn't be that he needs to worry about being interrogated.
Well,
whatever.
Right, the audience didn't agree. Carson, you got to be relieved, I guess.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. You know, I think she and I have a little bit more talking to do. If things get serious, you know, she can trust that I'm going to be posting her regularly, so it's not going to be an issue. But until then, I gotta play it smart.
Okay.
What a strange world we live in.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've just been out of the dating pool a long time. I don't know. But if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $3,500 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Patty, you ready to play today?
I am.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Patty.
All right, Patty. Here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of here. He can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. And there we go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each question. I'm going to bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, Jerry Springer claims he ruined culture with his drama-filled daytime talk show. What is the name of the spinoff series that is hosted by Jerry's director of security?
Oh, my husband would kill me. Steve Wilkos show?
Number two, Kelly Clarkson daytime talk show was just renewed for 2 more seasons. Kelly just returned to the reality singing show for what will be her 8th season. What show is that?
The Voice.
Number three, Christina Applegate says Dead to Me will probably be her last series after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis during production of the final season. Whose sister did Christina Applegate play in Friends?
Rachel.
Number four, Jay Leno suffered severe burns to his face after there was a gasoline fire in his antique car garage. He's expected to make a full recovery. What's the name of his current show about cars on CNBC? That's time. Number five.
I don't know, the Jay Leno show?
Number five, Pete Davidson was reportedly seen having a romantic dinner with Emily Ratajkowski. Emily had a reoccurring role on what Nickelodeon show that starred Miranda Cosgrove?
iCarly.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven, let's go.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Patty.
Pretty impressive. $3,500. Let's see how I do.
Stupid Jay Leno.
Why would you say that, Patty? Why? Why? Number one, Jerry Springer claims he ruined culture with his drama-filled daytime talk show. What is the name of the spinoff series that is hosted by Jerry's director of security?
Steve Wilkos show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number two, Kelly Clarkson's daytime talk show was just renewed for 2 more seasons. Kelly just returned to the reality singing show for what will be her 8th season. What show is that?
The Voice.
Yes. Number three, Christina Applegate says Dead to Me will probably be her last series after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis during the production of the final season.
That's too bad. It's a great show.
Yeah, and it's really sad. She got her Hollywood star, the Walk of Fame, yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Whose sister did Christina Applegate play in Friends?
Rachel's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four, Jay Leno suffered severe burns to his face after there was a gasoline fire in his antique car garage. He's expected to make a full recovery. What's the name of the current show about cars on CNBC?
Isn't it just Jay Leno's Garage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Get some. Get some.
And number five, Pete Davidson was reportedly seen having a romantic dinner with Emily Ratajkowski. Emily had a reoccurring role on what Nickelodeon show that starred Miranda Cosgrove?
You know, all I know is her on the science show. I don't know.
It's iCarly.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Patty. That was close. You guys tied at 4. That's going to get you an Anna Raven t-shirt.
I'm Patty, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,600 tomorrow, Anna.